Good morning and welcome to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, and today in the house, I got linebacker extraordinaire Bruce Hatfield. Welcome.
Appreciate it, Sam. I don't know about the extraordinaire part, but thanks for having me on.
Well, I do know about the extraordinaire part because I was on the other side of you for a little while, just a very little while back in the day at Tennessee Tech. So to let the folks know who may not know you, and there's not many out there, but to let the folks know, you played linebacker at Tennessee Tech. So let's talk a little bit as we get into that about how you got to Tennessee Tech.
Well, you know, out of high school, I had a few opportunities to continue to play, and weighed a lot on my mind, as it does many young people, because if you want to continue to play, you know, you want to go somewhere where you're wanted and can thrive and excel in the best environment. So I had a few places. I actually really wanted to play at Ole Miss in the worst way. I was at a very young age. I started school early, so I was playing football at 16, my wow. senior year in high school, and I played 5 football games before I turned 17. So long story short, they had just hired Gary Darnell. Coach Wade had been terminated, I think, or it was a mutual agreement. And Dick Bumpus was the defensive coordinator. And so they found this tall, skinny kid in Memphis and really ended up, you know, being one of the best decisions that I've ever made coming to Cookeville. It's a long way away from Memphis, and it seems like it's on opposite ends of the media market in the state. But it was a wonderful experience for me.
Let's talk about high school for just a second. Let's identify, what high school did you play at in Memphis?
I was at Memphis Kirby. I actually grew up maybe a mile or two from Graceland in Whitehaven.
Wow.
And not far from Whitehaven High School. But, you know, the Kirby Woods area was brand new at that time. They had just finished the Kirby Woods Mall, which I think is shut down now. But it was a brand new high school, and we were the first graduating class in 1983. At that high school. So it was a thriving area and developing area when my family moved us out. And so really enjoyed my time there. We had great coaches and great administrators there at Kirby High School.
Well, you know, interesting to hear about recruiting. It's definitely changed, you know, since I can say you and I were in school way back. It's become more of a media thing now and well-publicized, as you know, but to be entertained by Ole Miss and some of the schools that were after you at that time, you had to be a pretty good player.
Well, you know, I think the thing that worked to my advantage is I was tall and long, and that's what we still look for these days. Even though I was young and a little bit undersized, people, you know, I think projected me what I could be. And so I played tight end and linebacker in high school, and really liked the position of tight end, but as you know, you just went from season to season. So you went from football to basketball, baseball, or track, and that's what we did back then. So I enjoyed playing everything, just really valued my time and my experience there. But, yeah, things are a little bit different now for sure.
Talking to Bruce Hatfield, linebacker coach and alumni for the Tennessee Tech football program. Bruce, I'm going to hit this real quick while you just said it. How important is it to you for one of the student athletes that you're recruiting to play other sports? Would you rather them play other sports or just concentrate on football?
No, absolutely. We want them to play other sports. I think that's important. There was a time there, and I was a, you know, I've been an educator my whole career, and for 28 years at the high school level, and you know, athletes buy in and sometimes feel like they just have to concentrate on one thing. And I couldn't disagree more. I think it makes you a better all-around athlete. Now, at some point, you're going to decide what you like best and what you're best suited at. But, you know, we've always told players when we have an opportunity to sit down and counsel some athletes that you play them all, and we'll make some concessions for you to be able to do that. Now, obviously, time constraints and demands have become much greater on athletes, but we certainly want a young man that's done a lot of different things, and if he decides he's got an aptitude for football, then so be it. Let's recruit.
It's refreshing to hear somebody say that was in high school coaching for 28 years and as successful as you were, because you hear the negatives sometimes about coaches that tend to not allow their athletes to play other sports. And I'm just like you, and you mentioned when you grew up, you went from football to basketball to track. You know, all the things that you play and what wonderful experiences that you had that helped mold you into the person that you are today. And sometimes I think today these kids are missing some of that.
I think without question. You know, some of my fondest memories, especially in high school, what few I do have because it's so long ago, were in other sports. I mean, they were, you know, the big basketball games when you sink some free throws to win the game, or a big track meet where you come from behind. And those are things that are important, I think, for young people, and sometimes are forgotten. And so we have always, you know, been a mind, and I know Coach Alexander's the same way, and we got a lot of guys on our staff that are exactly the same mindset. And that's what makes it so great to work with these guys, is that we want, you know, young men to enjoy their experience, not only playing football at Tennessee Tech, but enjoy their high school experience, because, you know, it goes by quick.
So you're in high school, you're a young senior, and you're getting recruited, and you decide to go to Tennessee Tech. What was the biggest factor in your recruitment that you decided you wanted to be at Tech?
Well, you know, some of the bigger schools, like Ole Miss, my dad went to school at Memphis and played at Memphis, you know, decided that, hey, we like you, your length and your size. We think you're a good player, but if you'll walk on for a year, you know, we'll see where you're at, and maybe you have a scholarship in your future. Well, we couldn't do that. My dad, my family were hardworking folks, and, you know, you didn't know anything about financial aid at that time, and we just couldn't afford to do that. I had an opportunity, ironically, to go to the University of Minnesota, and Joe Salem was the head coach, and it was a very strange time, but going into that April and May, they got let go, which is kind of a strange time to let a staff go. So I didn't really want to go that far, but they hired a guy named Lou Holtz right after that. Ooh. So, but anyway, long story short, Tech was the one that recruited me the hardest and believed in me the most. And I think you have to go where you're wanted. And so that's where I ended up.
Talking to Bruce Hatfield today, linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech University, former football player at Tennessee Tech at the linebacker position. Very good one, I might say. So Gary Darnell. So he gets the job. You know, everything points to a lot of success because Gary had been at a lot of big programs and done a fantastic job as a defensive coordinator where he had been. I got recruited by Coach Darnell also. Very impressive guy. So let's wrap our heads around a minute. It didn't have a great career here at Tennessee Tech as a head coach, and I can't explain it. Don't know why. I wasn't really there till the end, but, you know, left here, went to several programs. Western Michigan is one of them, and had an undefeated season, won a conference a couple of years. So you how do you wrap your head around that?
Well, that's a tough one. Coach Darnell came from the K-State staff, and all those guys were part of Kansas State program. And you're right. You're exactly right. They went on to great success at other places. That's the thing that people sometimes don't think about. Tennessee Tech has had a lot of really good football coaches, man, come through our doors. And Gary Darnell is certainly one of them, you know, and his record just wasn't very good. It was like 3-25. And, you know, he was a young guy. It was one of his first opportunities. But I'll forever be grateful for him giving me the chance to come to Tennessee Tech. One of the great things that Coach Alexander and I got to do when our baseball team went to Texas and played the University of Texas in the Super Regionals, we got a chance to hook up with Coach Darnell. Coach Alexander lined that up, and I had not seen him in over 30 years, and that was a really special time to give him a hug and, you know, tell him thank you. And I even asked him, I said, what in the world, you know, motivated you to come get this skinny kid out of Memphis? And he said, well, you were tall. And I said, well, that's about it.
It sounds like it was the length. That's why you got recruited.
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty cool. Touch on that real quick. So when you're looking at kids today, you can almost go by the numbers, you know, for a Division II, a Division III academic kid, on up to FCS, FBS football. And I think one of the first things you look at is that height and that weight and that speed of those. What do you look for the most?
Well, you do. You have to consider the measurables. And that's something that I had to learn as well, you know, sitting down with Coach Alexander and sitting down with Coach Suber, our defensive coordinator, and the rest of our coaches, you know. What are some of those things that are very important for OVC caliber athletes? And they are, but at the same time, you know, is that young man a really good person? Is his character good and sound and solid? Is he a good student? Is he going to be successful at Tennessee Tech? I mean, there's a certain type of young man that we're looking for, and it does have to be a good football player, but he's also got to go to class. He's got to be responsible. And he's got to be a worker. So you do look at height and weight. Now, I know that can be frustrating to athletes and parents and high school coaches. But at the same time, you know, if a kid is, you know, 6 foot, 220 pounds, for instance, at the linebacker position, but he's really, really smart, he plays really, really hard, and you have to look at some of the other things and make some evaluations. But that's generally kind of what we've got in our linebacker room right now.
I guess probably one of the most painstaking things for you to have to do is to have a student athlete out there that you're high on. And then you got to compare apples to apples and make a decision. And boy, that must be a painstaking thing for you to do, because, you know, sometimes your future could depend on it, and the decision is tough.
Well, here's the great thing that I found being at Tennessee Tech, like yourself, and we've got a lot of guys in high school coaches and coaching, and we've got a lot of guys, alums, that know about players. So we rely heavily on the high school coaches, and we rely heavily on our alumni.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Bruce Hatfield.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, with Bruce Hatfield in the house today, former linebacker at Tennessee Tech University and present linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech University. So we were discussing recruiting a little bit as we went on break, and, you know, you got something at Tennessee Tech. I've been around a bunch with Coach Alexander, really respect the job that he's doing, and something I really like to hear more about is the Golden Eagle Way. Talk to us about the Golden Eagle Way.
Well, I mean, that's something that you know, every young man that comes through the door has to understand, and what it means to represent, you know, Golden Eagle football. So, I mean, it's just different attributes that we talk about, tenacious grip and having a vision and all those things that Golden Eagles can represent. But it's being a servant leader. It's being out in the community. It's being a great person. You know, we had a couple of young men yesterday go do some things for Mr. Sonny Allen. Now, he is Tennessee Tech football.
You got that right.
And so that's part of the Golden Eagle Way. And Coach Chip Pugh does a lot of great things with our guys. So it's a big part of who we are, and it's talked about every day.
If the folks in the community don't see it, you guys probably do more community service and help out, and I see it a lot on the school side because that's what I'm involved with. That's part of the Golden Eagle Way. Coach Alexander and your staff loves getting out in front of the public and just helping.
Well, I think that's important that people meet you and get to know who you are and what you stand for. and get to know our players. You know, players are the lifeblood of a college football program, and that's your current players and that's your alumni, to be quite honest. And if people get to know you just a little bit and get to know those players, they're going to come watch you play. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking to be an exciting thing to do in the Upper Cumberland on Saturday.
Well, that's a cool side of it, but there's also that side where, you know, you're teaching those young student athletes to be a servant leader in their community. And to me, that's the effect that's going to lie with them for a long, long time and help them in their lives.
Absolutely. You know, when they go and help somebody move a couch, or, you know, they're going and distributing food and somebody's got a tear rolling down their cheek and they say, thank you so much. That does more for the player. That does more for us than anything else. And you want that feeling, and you do want to continue to do that once you get your degree from Tennessee Tech. So those are moments that, you know, we've been able to get out and do, and it's helped us as much as anything. And promoting the Golden Eagle Way and promoting Golden Eagle football has been a real pleasure to do.
Talking to Bruce Hatfield today in the box here, and one thing that sticks out in my mind is, on that same lines, is, you know, March 2nd was a day that changed this area. The tornadoes came through. And then 2 weeks later, we start this thing called COVID-19, this pandemic. And I remember being at the emergency services, and they have all the TVs and the cameras, and, you know, they're showing a live feed from out there. And the first thing that I saw was Tennessee Tech football team out helping those people.
Well, yes. And, you know, that was a horrific evening, you know, for Putnam County and people around here. And our guys were immediately, what can we do? And, you know, Coach Pugh and Coach Alexander mobilized all of our guys, and we got a bus and we went out there. But just being able to help and maybe see somebody where you can, you know, turn their day around just right, a little bit. So, yes, we were very fortunate to be able to go out and do some of those things, and rightfully so. A university, and more specifically, an athletic program and a football team can do a lot for a community, and that's part of our plan.
And that's exactly what happened. I mentioned seeing football, but, you know, there were other teams out there and other programs that are out there doing their part, too, for all those folks that were affected in such a harsh way that night. So being a college athlete means more than just playing sports.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's your responsibility not only play well and go to class, but, you know, to have a platform to go out and help folks. And that's what you're supposed to do, because, you know, it's not like we have to do this. We get to do this. It is a privilege to represent a university and get to play our sport. And obviously last year was a very good example of how great a privilege it was.
It was, and so many factors last year, and I've talked about this on this show with several folks that I've had on here as guests and being a sports show, of how COVID-19 affected their daily routine. No more relevant anywhere than sports, especially football and some of the team sports, because it is that. It's a team sport. You got to be together. You got to be in sync. So talk a little bit about how it affected you and your group and your players specifically, and then the team as a whole.
Well, it was pretty difficult, you know, to put it mildly. I'm not sure I can adequately put into words and explain, but, you know, we were very fortunate, and let me preface all of that by being able to be together and still continue to do some things in school. And I know we did some online stuff, but, you know, just the testing, the contact tracing and all of those things, and not being able to be together. So had to socially distance, you know, all the time. But, you know, it is a very close, tight-knit sport, and it doesn't matter if it's football, it doesn't matter if it's golf, basketball, it requires unity. And so when you social distance and you do all those other things, it was tough. Now, as we move forward, we're very, very blessed. But, you know, we had some guys miss as many as 70 days on our football team. And now I'm going to tell you, that has an effect on you. I am absolutely certain of that. So a big part of our job was always checking on our guys. How you doing? Do you need anything? But our guys were resilient, and obviously people went through some very, very difficult things during that time. But, you know, we're glad to be moving forward.
Yeah, and you talk about that a little bit, and you know, with Tennessee Tech and other colleges across the nation, it forced them to really, especially in the beginning, to kind of shut down. And so live classes weren't offered anymore. And so, you know, if live classes aren't going to be offered, they basically shut the school down and kids got to go back home. A lot of kids that play college athletics having the opportunity to go back home may not be the best thing for them because of the environment and what they have to deal with. So that was something I'm sure you had to worry about too.
We did. I mean, there were so many dynamics and moving parts that you had to consider. And you're exactly right, Sam. I mean, you had young men that were contact traced, that had to be quarantined and isolated, but they had a family member that was at high risk or a family member that had it, and they couldn't go back and spend that time. So, yeah, there was a lot of things. And I absolutely, you know, praise Joe Erteljack and all of our training team and Coach Alexander for keeping up with it. I mean, there was just a lot of moving parts that made it very difficult.
Well, what's amazing about Coach Alexander, no matter how bad it gets or as bad as it got, and, you know, you talk about the training staff. They went from daily training and just, you know, taking care of the athletes to being in charge of all of the testing for multiple programs. That just changed everything for them. Coach Alexander, through all of this, was just about as optimistic as anybody could have been.
Incredible. I mean, that's what makes this coaching staff. Him, he has done everything he's been asked to do wonderfully with a great attitude about it. And I'm very, very proud of him, and I'm very proud to be associated with this coaching staff.
Coach, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host again, Sam Brooks. Bruce Hatfield, former linebacker at Tennessee Tech and present linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech, is in here with us today talking a little bit about a lot of things, recruiting, football, high school football. So jump back to high school a little bit. You were a very successful high school coach in the state of Tennessee for 28 years. Bruce, that's almost unheard of anymore. I don't think you're going to find coaches being in the sport probably as long as they used to be. Why?
Well, I ended up at a great place. You know, a lot of the good things that have happened in my life because of our faith, but also because of football and sports. And so I'm no different. I mean, I was very lucky. You know, once I finally finished up my degree at Tennessee Tech, you know, my wife really was kind of responsible for getting me a job at Lawrence County, her hometown. And so I coached there for 3 years. And then Coach Alexander called. He was an assistant at Hendersonville High School and said, I think we've got an assistant spot. Would you be interested? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I would be interested. So, you know, I stayed there for 25 years, and just great people, you know, great administrators and assistant coaches and players and family. So it was just a great place to raise my family at Hendersonville, just a little bit north of Nashville. So we were very fortunate.
You're talking about several district, at that time, district championships turned into region championships with the changes as time went on. And then all the way to the state championship. And I think you know how valuable that is. There's many of us that have coached out there that never even sniffed that. And you've been there several times. And you've been there, I think, four times in the final game, if I'm not mistaken. And the downside is you weren't able, I don't think you were able to win one of those. But what have you learned from that? And it's got to be so satisfying for you to know. I know you wished you would have got one, of course. But it's so satisfying to know how good your teams were to be able to make it that far four times.
Well, we were blessed, like I said, with really good talent and great coaches, and it was a great community to be in. But, you know, when you look back at it, at the time, of course, it was disappointing. You know, we go 1998 to Vanderbilt, and we played a really, really good Oakland team. In all honesty, you know, we were fortunate to get there. But they were good. Marty Uverard is a good football coach, and he was the head coach there at that time. But to make it four separate times and get around those young men now, which I still stay in contact with a lot of those guys, and, you know, if we go out to eat, which we'll do with the 01 team at certain times of the year, the 2010 team, the 10 and 13 team, played in Cookeville for the state championship. And you talk about coming out of that tunnel and wanting to win one bad. Oh, I mean, yeah. We really did. But we were proud to be here and represent our high school and our fans. And we filled up our side pretty good in 2010. And that was probably our best chance to win one against Columbia. But in 13, you know, I never in a million years would have guessed that we could have made it this far as the state championship game, because my oldest daughter was – in that class, and so I knew all those kids since they were first graders, and I didn't know if they would be very good football players, quite honestly, and they came together as a team, and they were really good. Now, we ran into George Quarles in Maryville High School in 13, but it was quite an accomplishment for them to make it that far, because they were not the most talented team we ever had, but it was a real privilege to get to coach there.
Talking to Bruce Hatfield, linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech University. So what does a person learn, you know, from that, your 28 years and all the success that you had? You know, what did that teach you as a person going into Tennessee Tech that's valuable to you today?
Well, I think learning to work with people, talk to parents, talk to coaches. And we developed some really good relationships, even arch rival programs and coaches. We always tried to do the right thing as best we could. Now, you don't always – make everybody your best friend, but if you're honest and you're fair, so we brought those things with us. We hope, you know, just having a passion for what you do and investing in people, relationships, and then the football part is always going to take care of itself. You know, if you win the day, your tomorrows are always going to be great.
So you put 28 years in, you're getting what you feel like is possibly the end of your career, maybe going into doing something else, and you get a call.
Well, yeah, it was time for me. I just felt it. I had talked to my wife a few times, and I think you know the story that, you know, I think I'm going to resign, you know, Melinda. And she said, no, you're not. You're not considering that. And I said, well, yeah, I am. And then when I walked in Monday after our last game, and I did resign. And didn't know really where I was going to go from there. And there was about a month that went by, and I talked to a good friend of mine. It happened to be Dwayne Alexander. And he gets the Tennessee Tech job, and he asked me if I would be interested. And I said, well, yeah, I think I might. And so it was very intriguing. You know, you always go through your high school career thinking, you know, what about that? I wonder how that would work, or this or that. And it was a blessing, you know, that it all worked out and that he got the job and that he wanted me to be part of that staff. So I was very thrilled for that opportunity.
Was that a bucket list thing for you?
You know, I'm not sure. I always thought that maybe I would kind of like that, but I will say this. I never in a million years thought I would be back at Tennessee Tech, because as you well know, you know, we won a few games in 87, but before then, we didn't win a lot of football games, yeah. And it just wasn't the best experience. It's hard to have a great experience when you don't win. And I just didn't have any close ties to the university, and it wasn't anything other than I was just busy.
Right.
You know, you get busy as a high school coach and don't feel like you can leave. And so it has been truly a blessing and an honor to be back here, and I just never thought it would happen, but it's been great for my family.
You got a couple other folks that played football at Tennessee Tech that's involved with the program also, Dwayne being one of them. How important was that for you guys to get together and at least have that population of coaches that had that experience at Tennessee Tech?
Well, you know, the entire coaching staff from when we started in 18 into where it's evolved now has been awesome. A great group of men that are hard workers and good football coaches and knowledgeable. But, you know, you get Coach Chris Grimes in there, or Coach Trey Lamb, or Coach Burt Brown. I could go on and on. Coach Taylor Henning. It means a little bit more to you when you've worn that purple and gold. And so it was special to get a chance to work with those guys. And we're going to continue to work hard to represent this community and university and this program.
talking with Bruce Hatfield, former linebacker at Tennessee Tech, present Tennessee Tech linebacker coach. So you've had a very successful career in just about everything that you've done, the coaching side, the teaching side, the coming to Tennessee Tech now. You guys have done a really good job of recruiting the last 3 years, and now it's time. It's time to realize, you know, the goals that you guys have set forward. All of these things can't be accomplished without having really good support mechanism at home. And when we talk about your home, we're talking about a former Tennessee Tech Golden Eagle that's a Hall of Famer that, you know, set a lot of records when she was here. And you know, your kids have done some great things in their lives already and are up and moving to higher levels as they get a little bit older. So tell us a little bit about your family and how important they've been.
Well, I got a chance, you know, I met my wife here in, 1992, my second year coaching, we got married. And so we've got two girls, and I don't think I would have taken the job unless I had Melinda's blessing. You know, I said, look, I think we've got this chance, but it's we, you know, it's not me. I'm not going to be separated from you for any length of time. And she said, you know, go for it. And so she has been awesome every step of the way, and she's involved, and that's how it should be. You know, coaches' families should be heavily involved in the program and what's going on in the family. So she's been very supportive. Emily is the director of basketball operations for our women's program, and love Coach Rose and the opportunity that she's given Emily. But, you know, Emily graduated from Western Carolina and was able to come here for a year and then get that job. So we've been very, very fortunate. Elizabeth is the youngest. You know, it's her birthday, and so she's a senior at Middle Tennessee, which, you know, she came and toured Tennessee Tech, and we tried to sway her here. But for me and my wife, that was tough for us to handle. But she's going to graduate with a great degree from Middle, and her program is – that's where she needs to be. So she's doing well, and we're very, very fortunate.
We wish a happy birthday to her, no doubt. And, you know, the MTSU thing, she probably did on purpose just because you guys wear the purple and gold. But,
yeah,
you know, that's not even a big a deal as it used to be. So
our current team has no idea that we were ever rivals, and that blew my mind.
Yeah, I bet it did. So just a great support mechanism along the way. Every coach has to have that to be successful and to have those relationships that last, you know, at home. And how is it with three girls in the house?
Oh, man. The linebackers will never understand how happy I am to see them every day. They're all like, what is wrong with you? And I said, I've got three women in my house, so it is nice to have some men around and get to talk to you guys. But they've been great. You know, they're just as involved. The two girls are just as involved, and they get just as excited like the double overtime win, Samford in 2019. They videoed the stands, and they were hooping and hollering, and that makes it as fun and enjoyable as it does for our players to see your family enjoy the victories. And you're exactly right, Sam. It is time for us to move forward and do great things, and that's what we plan to do. Our schedule is tough, but that's great. You know, it should be challenging. The most rewarding thing should be challenging, and we're excited for this fall.
Highlight of this fall, I'm sure, is for most people looking at the schedule, is probably the visit to Tennessee and going up there and playing in front of, 90 to 110,000 folks and representing Tennessee Tech. How excited are you about that?
Well, I mean, you start with Samford, and then we host Furman. And so those are very, very difficult games, but games that we expect to win now. And we're going to go to Neyland Stadium, and we're going to go run out that tunnel, and we're going to play football and get after them now. I know it's a huge challenge, but our whole schedule is. You've got Eastern Illinois and SEMO. So after that, so our first five games are a challenge, but we're looking forward to them.
After this COVID-19 year, I guess you definitely are looking forward to it, and so is this community, and can't wait to get out there and get behind the Golden Eagles and see how we can do next year.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Yep.